And now, Treasures from Salt Mine, starring John Hodiak. Hollywood, California, the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force present the popular screen and radio star John Hodiak as George Pollock in a documentary story titled Treasures from Salt Mines. This transcribed feature is another in the series of The Voice of the Army.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the Rembrandt section, containing some of the most beautiful and most famous paintings in the world. Here is Rembrandt's portrait of himself. Rembrandt is famed for his lifelike faces, and this particular painting is considered one of his finest works. Rembrandt was one of the leaders of the 17th century group of Dutch painters. As you know, this age produced some of the finest artists in history. Now, if you'll just step this way.
Behave yourself.
Well, let's face it, Mother. It might be interesting to you and Dad, but I can think of a lot of others.
Sam, you're being impertinent. Seeing these wonderful paintings is part of your education.
You know something? The boy has a point there. We can't cram something down his throat by telling him how good it is or that it's part of his education. Rembrandt, Raphael, and Rubens are great names to us, but they're just another three R's to Sam.
Well, I must say when I correct him for your sake.
It's my fault, really. I guess I was a little eager to get you both down here because I kind of felt like I had a stake in this $80 million exhibition.
$80 million?
That's what the experts say they're worth.
What do you mean, stake, Dad? Did you buy some of them?
Oh, no. Well, the price would have been a little over my head, and besides, they weren't for sale.
Now you've got me doing it. Where does your interest come in?
Well, you might say I was in on the ground floor when the Army located these canvases and started them on their way over here so everybody could enjoy them.
The Army? Well, what does the Army have to do with the paintings?
Well, Sam, you'd be surprised how many things our Army does. Lots of men doing lots of jobs, like bankers, cooks, writers, truck drivers, and art collectors.
I understand about the other jobs, Dad, but where did the art collectors come in?
Well, the Army's art collectors came in along about the time my outfit liberated the old masters. It's quite a story.
What's the story, Dad?
Well, you see, although they weren't alive then, Raphael, Holbein, Rembrandt, Botticelli, and Titian, and many other great artists were just as much prisoners as any of the thousands of living artists in Germany.
Yeah, but what's the story?
George Pollock, if you don't tell that story...
All right, calm down. And while we're waiting for the next tour to begin, I'll tell you. Well, it was my outfit that liberated these paintings. I'll never forget that day in March 1945. The outfit was really moving fast. After the breakthrough across the Rhine, we didn't waste any time at all. This was no sightseeing trip. We had our hands full rounding up Jerry prisoners. We all knew it'd be over pretty soon then, and we were getting our first taste of the Third Reich and making the most of it. And that morning, I was questioning some German non-coms at the regimental command post when I heard a commotion up towards the entrance to the room.
Now, wait a minute, Bud. Where do you think you're going?
I must see the colonel.
Oh, you must you? Well, he's busy. What do you want to see the colonel for?
I cannot tell you. I will tell only the colonel.
Well, Hoyman, I'm awfully sorry. The colonel just isn't entertaining this afternoon.
But I must see him.
Look, Bud, Sergeant Pollock will be with you in a minute.
Only the colonel. I must see the colonel.
Now, look here,
What's
Bud.
What's the trouble, Pete?
Hello, Sarge. This crowd here is giving me a bad time. Wants to see the colonel, he says. No one else will do it.
Yeah, the colonel. I must see him.
Now, wait a minute, you. I told him you'd be able to see him when you got through, but he's impatient.
Okay, Pete, I'll take him off your hands. Now then, sir, what do you want?
Yes, Sergeant, I must speak to the colonel. It's very important.
What do you want to see him about?
I must speak to him on a matter of great importance.
Another one that was never a Nazi, that hated Hitler, I bet. Wants to get in good with the old man.
Well, that better not be it. Now look, sir, I'm not sending you in to see the colonel until I know what it's all about, and I don't want to waste any time either. Now state your business.
But I cannot.
Look, buddy, let me handle him, Sergeant.
Now wait a minute, Pete. Who are you, sir?
My name is Gottfried Friedheim, Herr Sergeant.
You live here?
Yeah, now.
Were you in the German army?
Oh, nein. I'm much too old for wars and armies. I am an artist.
An artist? What was your position here?
I am not from here, Herr Sergeant. I am from Berlin.
Well, what are you doing here, then?
Oh, that is what I must talk to the colonel about, Herr Sergeant.
Here we go again.
Now, look, Herr, whatever your name is,
Freidheim, Herr Sergeant. Gottfried Freidheim.
Okay, Herr Freidheim. I will not send you into the colonel unless I know the nature of your business. He's too busy. That's what I'm here for. Now, do you want to tell me what it's all about? If not, please leave.
Oh, it's a very private matter, Herr Sergeant.
Private matter? Look, Herr Jerry, we're at war. We're occupying this town.
Wait, Pete. What do you mean, sir, private matter?
Herr Sergeant, I...
Okay, Pete. I'll talk to him. Thanks.
All right, Sarge. If you need me, give me a yell.
Now, Herr Freidheim.
May I sit down, Herr Sergeant?
Yes, yes, there.
Thank you. That's better. Well, Herr Sergeant, when you hear my story, you will agree that we must talk to the colonel.
Well, he was right. Little old German's story did have to be told to the colonel. It didn't take too much time to hear his startling story, and I didn't waste any time when he'd finished.
Come in.
Oh, sir, here's the German I spoke to you about on the phone.
Oh, yes, yes.
Colonel, this is Herr Gottfried Freidheim, former assistant curator of the Imperial Museum in Berlin, and I think you'll want to hear what he has to say.
All right, Herr Freidheim, have a chair. What's your important story?
Thank you, Herr Colonel.
Thank you, sir.
Well, Herr Colonel, as the sergeant told you, I am the former assistant curator of the Imperial Museum in Berlin. For 20 years I held this position. 20 years.
Oh, what are you doing here?
I was sent here on official government business.
Sergeant, I thought you told me this man had no connection with the German army.
Oh, what? No, not the army, Herr Colonel. I was sent on official business for the museum.
Museum? I fail to see...
You will, sir.
Oh, very well. Go on, Herr Freidheim.
Well, sir, it was I who brought the treasures here.
Treasures?
Yeah, treasures. They were removed from the Berlin Museum because the authorities feared they would be destroyed.
They? Who is they?
My treasures, Herr Colonel. You see, the air raids on Berlin have wrecked the city. Most of our beautiful buildings are gone. And my museum, my beloved museum, it is no more.
My good man, I sympathize with you in the destruction of your buildings, but I can't help but remember London and Coventry. And as General Sherman so aptly put it, war is...
He'll get to the point, sir. It takes him a little time to get started. Go ahead, Herr Freidheim.
Well, last year the museum decided to do something to protect the treasures. We carefully packed and crated each piece and prepared them for shipment. What a job.
Oh, Sergeant, you know the story. Get to the point.
Yes, sir. Well, it seems that the Berlin Museum authorities, in spite of Hitler's orders, decided to move all the pieces and paintings to a safer place. Our bombs were doing too good a job, and the Jerrys weren't sure when we were going to come marching in.
Yes, yes.
Well, as he says, they packed them all up and started looking for a place to hide them.
Yeah, das ist richtig.
Well, after the crating job was done, they assigned each member of the staff to take charge of certain pieces. The stuff is spread all over Germany, a little bit here and there. And, Colonel, it seems we've got quite a bit of the stuff on our hands here.
What do you mean?
Well, Herr Freidheim tells me that some of the world's most valuable paintings are hidden right here. And he wants us to take care of them.
Where are these paintings?
The salt mines, Herr Colonel.
Salt mines?
Yeah. Yes, sir. It seems this section of Germany is the salt center, and there are a lot of salt mines around here. Paintings are hidden in one of them.
Think he's on the level?
I think so, sir. The way I figure it, all he cares about are the paintings.
And you say he'll take us to the mine?
Yes, sir.
All right, Sergeant. Take a detail and see what you find.
Yes, sir. All right, Herr Freidheim, let's go. Believe me, it was a good thing Herr Freidheim was with us. I'd be wandering around the German salt mines right now if it hadn't been for him. Okay, how about it, Herr Freidheim?
Right there, Sergeant, behind that wall.
Behind that wall? What? That's solid salt.
Oh, it looks like solid salt, Herr Sergeant. Here, let me show you. Hand me that pick.
Here.
Here.
Well, I'll be...
Ah, so, Sergeant, my treasures. Some of the most beautiful and most valuable paintings in the whole world.
Well, German was right. There they were, carefully crated and stored in a large room, specially constructed right with the soft beds. Just like he said, some of the most famous art treasures in the world. Well, under Herr Friedheim's direction, we moved the collection to headquarters. The Colonel sure was pleased, for we made quite a haul and quite a name for ourselves. But what were we going to do with the stuff? We were combat soldiers, not curators. Here we were with over 200 of the world's most valuable paintings, and we didn't know what to do with them. Well, the Colonel sent a letter to headquarters, and their reply put our outfit in the art business.
Hey, Sarge, the Colonel wants to see you.
Okay. You wanted to see me, sir?
Oh, yes, Sergeant. Here's the decision on the paintings. We're to get them ready for shipment to the States for safekeeping.
The States?
That's right. And I hope that the folks back home will get a chance to see them through the courtesy of the U.S. Army.
So, you see, Sam, these paintings are more than just some paintings. They become even more than masterpieces of art. I think General Lucius Clay best described the role these paintings are playing when he said,
I hope that our mutual appreciation for these works of art will help toward mutual understanding between the German and the American people.
Yeah, Dad, I get what you mean. But tell me, are we going to keep the paintings? They belong to us now?
No, Sam. We don't work that way. The paintings belong to Germany, and they'll be returned. Some of them have already gone back. But before they all go, however, Americans all over our country will have the opportunity to see and enjoy them. And the proceeds received from the admission charges are used to buy food for the children of Germany. So the paintings are really performing a service for their country, too. And our return of these paintings has really impressed the Germans. Hans Ehard, Bavarian Minister President, only recently said,
only a great democratic nation like the United States could have made such a beautiful gesture.
No wonder you were so interested in coming here, Dad. $80 million. You know, I have to admit, I feel a little different about it myself. Let's see the rest of them.
Well, we finally got a war story from your father and an art gallery.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we begin our afternoon tour. First, we see the 6 incomparable paintings by Rubens in this U.S. Army exhibit. Rubens has...
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, as Pop told Sam, the Army does many things besides fight, even in wartime. When a young man joins the Army, he sets out upon a road that may lead to high adventure, but that surely leads to a career, both interesting and full of opportunity. Opportunity for promotion, travel, and education. The Army has announced that the quota for officer candidate schools for next year will be twice this year's quota. That means twice as many opportunities for alert and qualified young men to rise from recruit to commissioned officer. Drop around to the nearest U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting office and ask the sergeant to tell you about the many advantages available to the U.S. Army soldier today. This program is brought to you by the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force and featured Mr. John Hodiak as Sergeant George Pollock. Also included in the cast were Tudor Marson, Michael Chapin, George Peroni, Norman Field, and Bob Brooks. Voice of the Army takes this opportunity to thank John Hodiak, who is currently to be seen in MGM's Command Decision, for appearing on this program, which was written by Charles Wilkes and directed by Major Hugh K. Murray. This is Rye Billsbury speaking. This transcribed feature has been another in the series of The Voice of the Army.